As the buzz surrounding President Obama's second inauguration grew, so did the talk over the point of celebrating the ceremony for a second time. Some asked whether this was a necessary tradition, or simply a costly affair that was inappropriate for such tough economic times. Yet an estimated 1 million chose to travel to the nation's capital to see the ceremony on Monday, often standing from a distance where nothing could be seen. And those that I spoke with had no trouble explaining to me why the ceremony was important to them.
You know, I think it's the function of the democracy. You know, it's a peaceful transfer of power. We can all come and celebrate and be happy, and it's symbolic of, you know, we elected this guy 2 months ago, and now he's gonna put his hand on a Bible and say a couple words, and he's the new president, and that's powerful, I think.
Greg Siggins traveled to D.C. from San Francisco to take part in the weekend's events. Bernard Wilson, a veteran from Woodbridge, Virginia, felt that this year's inauguration was important for the same reasons it was in 2009.
Well, it is historic. You know, it's the second time for Barack Obama, and he's our first black president, so I'm here to support him and to support freedom that he's promoting throughout the world.
Others were also drawn to this year's ceremony for its historic implications, especially those who couldn't make it to Obama's first inauguration. Terry Johnson from Des Moines, Iowa, and Kathy Brantley from East Chicago, Indiana, said that they both came for the same reason.
Well, I wasn't able to come in 08 and just decided that I had to be here this year, and of course to support my president back to back. What can I say?
That's exactly the same reason why we came, because we missed it in 08 and we didn't want to miss it this year.
Yet the experience was undeniably different than it was 4 years ago. Whereas the first inauguration was characterized by an enormous sense of hope for the future, the emotions expressed by this year's crowd were closer to that of relief. Susan, who was here in 2009, came back for round two, this time bringing her family from Seattle.
It's just so great to be with so many positive people. Everybody's so happy. The last time I came, people were literally, I talked to so many people who said they never thought in their lifetime that we would ever have an African-American president. This time, I don't see so many people as choked up, but just happy. I think people are so relieved that President Obama won a second term.
The crowds that channeled into the National Mall on Monday were still surging with enthusiasm and excitement.
Obama! Obama! Obama!
But this year, their optimism was tempered by a more realistic understanding of the political struggles that lie ahead. Will Claywood expressed a desire to hear Obama present a focused agenda that was less about changing Washington, the theme in 2008, and more about getting things done.
He has quite a task ahead of him, so I'm hoping that he will not be all sort of hope and feelings, but a little bit sort of maybe tell us what he's beginning to do.
Obama heeded this call with a speech that laid out an ambitious liberal agenda that addressed policy issues including the role of government, the threat of climate change, immigration, gay rights, and equal pay for women.
We, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still. Just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, just as it guided all those men and women, sung and unsung, who left footprints along this great mall, to hear a preacher say that we cannot walk alone, to hear a king proclaim that our individual freedom is inextricably bound to the freedom of every soul on earth.
The speech's emphasis on social equality and unity was reflected in the diversity of people that were gathered together in the National Mall on Monday morning. This aspect of the event was part of what Kathy Jones from Toledo, Ohio, finds so valuable about the inaugural experience.
I think that's because we bring so many people from so many walks of life, so many ethnicities, so many different faiths, and we all come together and we celebrate the transfer of power. And I couldn't imagine, it makes my heart skip a beat, but wouldn't miss it.
For the self-selecting crowd that attended the event, the ceremony and the speech were considered an overwhelming success, and the value of a second inauguration was affirmed. It was an opportunity for the optimists still out there to revel in celebration for a couple of days before Washington is reshrouded by the dark clouds of political battles and cliffs that lie ahead. And of course, Who would miss the opportunity to see Beyoncé even lip sync the national anthem? For WAMC News, this is Sally Mars.